Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Good morning to each and every one of you out there in the blog talk, amen, and on the conference line. We thank and praise God for you this morning, and we appreciate you, hallelujah, coming to hear what God has to say to us, amen. I thank God, hallelujah, for another opportunity just to be in the presence of the Lord and be in the presence of the saints everywhere, the callers and the listeners. We thank God for our youth, amen, most of all, because I want them to love, the love that I have for them, that they will grow in the grace and the strength of God. I just send you kudos. I magnify God in praise and glory and honor to allow me to be able to come and teach you. As He downpours in me, I can downpour to you. So at this time, amen, hallelujah, we're going to allow Mother Sydney to come, amen. Good morning, Mother Sydney. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. And we pray, we ask that you send special prayers towards our administrator. Amen. Hallelujah. As she is in the background. Amen. Hallelujah. She's doing her duties, but we know we want God to touch her body. Amen. So there's nothing desperately wrong or anything. She's not. But we just, she's got a little laryngitis there. So we're just going to allow God to work on her. Amen. As we look back on her in prayer. All right, Mother Sydney.
Amen.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. Good morning, Dr. Wilson. Good morning, people of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for another day. Another day to be able to give you praise and give you glory and give you honor. Father God, we're taking that for granted, God, that we will have this opportunity to even come before you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, because you're all knowing, God. You're all powerful, God. You're all healing, Father. You are everything, God, that we can even think of. And you say you are omniscient, Lord God. You're all powerful. You're omnipotent, Father God. Lord God, you all knowing, Father, we thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify your name this morning. We lift you up this morning, glory to God. And we give you all the praise, Father. And we cover this line, Father God, the Blog Talk Radio line and the conference line, Father. We cover it, Lord God, with your blood, Father God, that your Spirit, Lord God, will have free in the airways, God. Hallelujah. Up on the line in the people's lives. And we just bless your name. Father God, we pray today, Father, for our administrator, Brian, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to touch her body now. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father, We thank and praise you for this woman of God, Lord God, that shows the life of faithfulness unto you, Lord God, a life of unselfishness, Lord God, and the Yoshaya, God, where she will put others' needs before herself, Father God, before her own needs, God. Lord God, we ask you to touch her throat right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you lubricate it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come up against any bacteria, any infection that tries to lurk, Lord God, in her esophagus, in her larynx, Father God, in her vocal cord, Lord God, in the respiratory system, God. We come up against anything, God, hallelujah, Lord to God, that brings it on. We ask you to relax her larynx, her vocal cords, God. We ask you to relax them now, Father God. And Father God, we speak to the, we come against the irritants. I'm the Oshaya, God. Oh, God, that God is doing her vocal cords, God. We come up against it, Father, and we command it now, Lord to God, with the blood of Jesus, Father God, to be healed. In Jesus' name, Father God, we thank and praise you, Lord God. Oh, God, that she's already healed, and we're going to continue to thank you in advance, God. We ask you now, Lord God, we thank you now, Father, for restoring her strength, God, all the virtue that's gone out of her body, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring everything that she poured out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Even though, Lord to God, the task, God, that she had on last week with the Lifeline Conference, not only just on last week, God, but for the year coming up, preparing everything, glory to God, being the administrator, glory to God, of Dr. Matthew, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and then going to her own local church or whatever responsibility, God, that she has there, that she continued to flow, Father God, even with her own brain awareness organization, Father God, that she puts into. We ask you that you bless that organization. We ask you that you continue to allow finances, resources, open doors, Lord God, hallelujah, entrepreneur, philanthropist, God, to come away, Lord God, that it may be expanded. We thank and praise you, Lord God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, let there be no backlash, retaliation of this prayer. Father God, that we are covered. She is covered. Her home is covered. Her ground is covered by the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Healing, Lord God, rise up in her and rise up and abide within her body. Healing, Lord God, is in her home, Father God. Healing, Lord God, is in the land that is on, God. Healing, Lord God, is in the transportation. Healing, Lord God, is in her atmosphere, high, the Moshiah, God. In the name of Jesus, that she will continue to walk in healing, that she will continue to walk in her wholeness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. It's like when Jesus asked the man at the pool of Bethesda, will thou be made whole? He asked him that one question, glory to God. And Father God, we say she is whole, God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, because when you make someone whole and when you heal someone, you heal the whole being, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that nothing is out of alignment with her body, with her mind, with her soul, with her spirit. They're all in alignment together. And Father, we just thank you for doing that work, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for restoring all, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, the strength, Lord God. Oh, God, the muscular, the skeletal part of our body, the nervous system, our nidioshaya, down to the cellular level, down to the marrow, to send the bone, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing that you've done. In the name of Jesus, and we count it done for her, Father. Oh, God, we ask you to bless, Lord God, the visionary of the line. Oh, God, we ask you that you continue to touch Mother Matthew, Father God. In the name of Jesus, word to God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, because you're that balm in Gilead. We thank you for raising her up, Father God. Let her continue to rest in you, God. Hallelujah, Shia, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord God, we speak to her body. We speak to the heart rate. God, we speak to the beat in the heart, God, that it continue to beat with the rhythm of life, God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, Hamidioshaya, God. Oh, God, that she will rest in you. Glory to God. We come up against any anxiety, glory to God, that tries to come away, Lord God. Oh, God, we shield her, Lord God. Oh, God, send angels of healing and comfort, Lord God, to speak to Mother Matthew, Father God, in her home, God, where she's at, Lord God. Lord God, you comfort her, Lord God. You be with her, my Nidioshaya, God. And Father, we ask you that you continue, Lord God, to pour back into Dr. Matthew, Lord God. Pastor Matthew, Prophet Matthew, Father God, you pour back into him, my Nidioshaya, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. Lord God, we decree and declare restoration, Father God, in his body, God. Restoration, Lord God, in the whole man, Lord God. Realign, revive, and restore, Lord God. Oh, God, you've done it already. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that you continue to give a hind seat, God, Nidio Shabaya, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and Lord God, to all of the workers that was a part of the Lifeline Conference, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we send prayers out, Lord God, to Evangelist Mary Teasley, God, for the loss of her brother yesterday, God. Oh, God, we send angels of comfort to comfort her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to the whole Teasley family, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for what you're doing. Lord God, and cast angels around the family, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let them not, Nidioshaya, God, let them not cry, Lord God, and grieve as the world will grieve, Lord God. Nidioshaya, God, because you said absence of the body is present with the Lord, God. And Father God, Nidioshaya, from her confession, Lord God, that he's present with the Lord. And God, we thank you. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for Dr. Wilson. Lord God, that you continue to hold her up, God. Nidioshaya, God. Strengthen her the more, Father God, for the loss of her father, God. Lord God, you strengthen her sister, siblings, God. Oh, God, right now, my Nidioshaya, God, because everyone grieves differently, Lord God. Oh, God, let them grieve, Lord God. Let them process and let them know, Messiah, God. Lord God, to let them know and let us all remember, God, that this is not our home. And when you give us our parents, God, let them know, Messiah, God. Oh, God, it's just for temporary, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we cover the Blog Talk Radio side, God, for any of those that are listening for, God. Lord God, let this healing go out unto them. Let it reach them now, Father God. Lord God, we decree and declare that you meet every need, God, that need to be met, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, stretch out your arms, God, and the Osiah, God, over the world, over the regions. Oh, glory to God, those that are in country, Lord God, that need clean water, God, that need food, God, that need shelter. Stretch out your hand, Lord God. Use your ambassadors, God. Use their voice. Use their hand, God. Use their feet, God, Nidioshaya, God, that they may work through, that you work through them, Father God. Oh, God, Nidioshaya, God, send laborers to the vineyard, God, because the harvest is truly ripe, God, but the laborers are few. But God, we thank you for the laborers. We thank you for the laborers, God, that you're sending into the vineyard, God. We thank you for the laborers, God, the Nidioshaya, God, that you have given them wisdom, you have given them knowledge, you have given them all things, God, Hallelujah, God, to go in and reap up the harvest, God, that Nidioshaya, God.
on the conference line, Lydia Oshaya, God. Lord God, to every ear that hears, God, by the sound of my voice, and even those, God, that will listen to the replay, Lord God. Lydia Oshaya, God, I decree healing, God. Lydia Oshaya, God, that same anointing, God. Lydia Oshaya, God, that's flowing in this present time, God, in 2022, Lord God. July the 1st, God, 2022, God. Oh, God, that the same anointing flow, Lord God, into the future, Lord God, to any and those, God, that will reach back and listen to this tape. I said, be thou healed, be thou delivered, be thou set free in the name of my name, Oshiah, God. Lord God, I thank and praise you, Lord God. Oh, God, for your future ambassador, God, for your future leaders, God, for your future prophets, God. Lord God, for your future children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, and we speak into their atmosphere now, God, the Messiah, God. Oh, God, from 2022, Lord God, we speak into their atmosphere, Lord God, for years to come into the future, Lord God, the Messiah, God. Lord God, we decree and declare in that time, God, there is a call anointing, the Messiah, God, will engulf them on the Oshaya, God. And when you tell, when you say, God, that we're going to do greater works, God, Lord God, your word never changed, God. It's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, Lord God. Lord God, let the greater works be, let it be done, God. Let it be manifest now, God, and even into the future, Lord God, even greater as we give it, God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for our future mothers, God, for the Naomis, Lord God, for the Ruth, God, for the Orphan, Amir Oshaya, God, that's going to come back into the fold, God. Lord God, we see a great turnaround, God, in your people, Lord God. Lord God, Amir Oshaya, God. Lord God, I see him, God, taking dominion in the name of Oshaya, God. Lord God, over the airways, God, Amir Oshaya, God, in the saddle. Light, no, Shia, God. Lord God, I see him on the Osha, pursuing minds, no, Shia, God. Lord God, I see him being giants in the earth, God. Giants for the Christ of Jesus, for the cause of Jesus Christ, God. The Osha, God. Lord God, no, Moshe, God. Lord God, I see the miracles being performed, God. I see Satan kingdom down, my Messiah, God. I see the authority up over the earth, God. I see your spirit inside of them moving in the Messiah, God, as they think it, God. Oh, God, the word of God, so shall it be, God. Lord God, we speak it to our future, God. We speak it to our generation future, God. We speak it to our seed future, God. Lord God, 10 generations to come, 15 generation, God, 1,000 generation ahead, God. We speak into their future, God. Those are our seed, God. I'm a higher, God. And we thank you today, God. We thank you today, Lord God, and I'm a higher, God. Oh, God, they will supersede us. I'm a higher. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and Lord God, your word, God, will be revealed in a more excellent way, Lord God, in a more, oh God, in a more way that is so simple unto mankind, God, Lord God, they will not add to. They will not take away, Lord God. Lord God, they will expound upon your word. They will declare your word. Line upon line, God. Precept upon precept, Lord God. Oh, God, not taking it out of order, God. And in Yoshiah, God, not taking the context out of order, God. Not using it for gratification. Not using it for filthy lucre or gain, God. Oh, God, we thank and praise you now, Lord God. We thank and praise you right now, God, for your people, God, for transformation of the land, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we decree and declare even in technology and even in witty ideas and Lord God, entrepreneurship, God, that your people, God, oh God, shall take their rightful place, God, in the kingdom of God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, as we speak into the present. Oh, Father, we spoke into the past, and we're speaking into the future. I'm an able Shia, God, as we walk by faith, as they walk by faith and not by sight, God, as we are all in the present and the past and future are sitting up under an open heaven unto us, God. And, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. And, Lord God, as we look into their future, their future looks so much better than the Yoshiah, God, in our presence, God. And we thank and praise you, God. And we give you the glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise because it belongs to you. In your son, Jesus Christ's name, God, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen, amen, and amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Again, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you here on the Prophetic Conference Line and on Blog Talk Radio. And this morning, I thank God for each and every one of you coming this morning. Amen. Wow, this is fresh in my spirit. I wanted to come. Amen. My administrator said that we don't have any questions at this time. But however, if you do have a question or a comment during this time, please do text 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. And if you're on the blog side, you're still able to put your comments in the blog, the international side. Amen. And also, you'll be able to press 1 on the dial of the phone, and the administrator will be able to retrieve that question, amen, and be able to send it to me so that I can be able to address it. But I want to thank God for the people of God. There is nothing more, far more greater than the family of God. I appreciate each and every some of you was listening in. You heard Mother Sydney pray for my family as well because of the loss of my dad. And it's still fresh to me because we just laid him to rest on this past Tuesday. And I want to talk to this morning to our youth. And I really am saying this from the depthness of my heart, because I feel that it's necessary. My second oldest granddaughter called me yesterday, and she says, "Nana, I heard everything that you were saying and all everybody was saying about being saved and not living, trying to live in the church and live for the devil." And she said, "That really impacted me." And she said, "I really want to get my," she's only 18.
She says, and she just graduated from high school. And she said, I really want to get my life together and everything. And I told her she doesn't have to wait another moment. I told her, gave her instructions, what needs to be done, amen, so that she can make it right with God. Because it's so necessary in this time of season. And we shouldn't take it for granted. But I'm going to tell you something, young people. Once I said the sun has gone down and there is no daylight, you are not able to rise the sun up again for that individual. And I was praying and the saints was praying. My dad, in the beginning of June, took a fall. And after he fell, he went in the hospital and he was there for 3 weeks. But when it took me a while to go just see him because I already had sensed and discerned in my spirit what was going on with him. And it was 2 months prior to him getting ill as he was getting. I had already discerned that something was going on with him. And I was like, Lord, something is wrong with my dad. I kept trying to give warning to other people, but it seems like everybody was not listening to me. But I want to say this to you young people, not just your parents, whoever it is that is positive in your life, whoever it is that is making an impact positively, even though you may not like some of the things that they may be saying to you about your behavior or whatever it is, cherish those moments because you don't know when the day or the time has come. So I'm going to off, and this is a familiar passage of scripture, and I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to continue on to what I'm saying. It says it to everything, and it's in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 1 through 8. To everything there is a season. We know that we were born, and then we know there's a time for us to expire. A time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Now, if you notice that each time there was something, you could say, positive, and then we could say something negative or the opposite. I want to say to you this morning, especially about verse number 4, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. I want you to look at your life in whatever capacity that you may be living. As I was saying earlier, my dad was in the hospital for 3 weeks. took me some days to go to see him. When I went to see him the first time, I left the hospital crying. Then I began to just pray, and he was telling me then, he says, I'm leaving. I didn't want to hear that because I had just lost my mom a year and a half before that time. And I was like, okay, I'm not ready for this. But I kept praying and I said, God, prepare me. Prepare me, prepare me, prepare me. And I might sound emotional right now because, like I said, it's still fresh to me. But I want you young people to really understand, even if it's your friend, whoever that you are mourning, whoever that, whatever loss that you have had, don't ever blame God. Don't ever blame God for what has happened, because there is a season that everything must happen. And this is the reason why God put this in the Word, that we can understand that there these seasons happen. And we, as a people, know, we have to know that there's an appropriation. There isn't. But the secret to it all is at the end of verse number 8, peace. P-E-A-C-E. We have to understand that peace can surpass all understanding. When we don't understand the seasons that may transpire in our lives, God wants us to look for peace. God wants us to look for that peace that's in him, that comfort, the guide, the understanding, the knowledge, the wisdom that he gives in peace. You say, well, I don't understand. I don't understand. Somebody may have I have had an uncle, which was my dad's brother, that was gunned down, finding his own business, on his way home from work, and nothing was done about it. Do I have to hate individuals because of this? No. I have to look for peace. I cannot walk around with hatred, malice, bitterness, guile, because of weapons, because of hatred for another person or another race or another, just because they don't like the color of your skin or your eyes or your hair, or, you know, they're jealous because of what you got. Peace will bring about a change if we allow it. God's perfect peace, God's perfect will in the lives and everything, it's necessary. But the thing about it, there is a danger. There is a danger in when we don't allow peace to transpire. There's a lot of danger when we don't allow when we allow doubt, when we allow resentment towards God, things will become out of control. And this can lead to despair. This can lead to rebellion. This can lead to a moving in the wrong direction that you would just not take wise counsel, that you would just allow the enemy to come in and take control of your life when God is trying to send you correction and when God is trying to send you the love that you need and you may not understand. Now, one of the things I want to say to you in this lesson, my great niece, she was the one that was representing that her generation, and she just cried, and she says she was even admonishing all the youth. And I noticed that I went back and I was viewing. My mom, when she passed, it was over about 1,000 views on my page. And I had the same thing with my dad. And I was like, God, this is amazing to me. People is just viewing the services of my parents. My family is huge and large, but this was just my page. So I can imagine how many was viewing from my sister's pages, my sisters, my siblings. What I'm trying to tell you is, when you allow God, I have been exhausted. Yes, I have been crying throughout the night, throughout the day. Yes, 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 but peace, because I can feel. And I want to thank God for each and every one of you that have sent your condolences. You have sent me text messages. You have inboxed me. You have posted on my page. As I read the comments and stuff, I've been like, Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for somebody thinking about my well-being. I even got in trouble at the Mother Sydney, I got in trouble at the repast because I was so busy mooring around trying to just send the family members and not sitting down and eating and everything, and they just made me sit down and told me I can't move. I'm just saying that I was looking for that peace. I needed that peace to be able to function. I need that peace because I have a sibling that is not able to be independent, as some people may say, and live alone because he's been so dependent on my parents, especially my dad, because his mother left first and then now our dad. Because I came from a blended family, and my dad did not believe in step this or step that. That was not permitted in our household. And I'm not knocking anybody that says step this or step that. But in our household, sisters were sisters and brothers were brothers. You treat everybody the same, no matter who the mother was or who the father was. When that family was blended from the marriage that my vows that my dad took with whatever wife that he had, that was your sister, and you were to treat that person the same as you had the same mother and father. Why was this necessary? My dad was teaching us how to allow the love of God to work in us. Young people, what I want to say, as this scripture, it says a time for embracing. Learn to embrace that which is good and not embrace that which is not good. You never know when that season comes that it's time for you to transition. You never know when a person is so close to you will transition. But whenever those seasons come upon you, and this is to everybody, we know that we are not come to stay here. That was God's intention from the beginning, but because of sin, that destroyed the peace. That destroyed the perfect will of God, that destroyed what God's intention was for men, women, boys, and girls to come and just enjoy him and enjoy the things that he had created for us to enjoy. But what I want to say to you, if any season that is grief that is there, this is where I'm getting. In order for you to obtain that full-term peace, prayer, reading the Word of God, allowing people to love back on you, but most of all, get grief counseling. Because God has ordained certain ones to be embedded with techniques and wisdom and knowledge how to help us to refocus our mind so that we can be able to continue on in life and not carry a burden that is so heavy that will destroy us and cause us to be in depression, cause us to be oppressed, cause us to be in anger. God doesn't want us to live like that. God doesn't want us to be unsettled. God doesn't want us to be dysfunctional or angry or in despair. That is not what God wants. Again, the scripture said that he will give peace that surpasses all understanding. And when we find that peace, my God, hallelujah, hey, glory to God. When we find that peace, I have been, and I'm going to put it out there, I'm transparent. I had come to the point that I realized that I had never grieved my mom the way that I should have. I've just been functioning and going around doing this and doing that, trying to just get by. But I found out that I was walking in depression and oppression, and I was just being, just surviving. But I just didn't need to survive. I needed to live, okay? There's a difference. And so I started getting grief counseling, and I'm glad that I did, because now that I'm faced with both of my parents gone, I can live because I have children. I can live because I have grandchildren. I can live because I have others to love on and love back on. I thank God, hallelujah, for this moment that I can come and share with you this morning and share my heart. I'm not going to be long this morning because I have, guess what, one of my siblings, my dad's wife, has children, and their father passed the very next day. So I'm going to, just as they came and they embraced my dad's homegoing service, I am the oldest of all the clan. I'm going to go and embrace their father and his homegoing service and love back on them because they are much younger than I am. I'm old enough to be their mom and their dad. And so I'm going to embrace them. This is the time for me to embrace. This is the time for me to weep, as Romans chapter 12, verse 15 says, weep with those that are weep and rejoice with those that rejoice. I'm going to do that with them because they did that with me. I have never met their father. Maybe I have. I probably did my little sister's wedding, but I just don't remember. I never had a relationship with him. But however, that doesn't matter. The love of God, the peace that God is going to continue to give me, will allow me to love back on them just as they loved on me. And I want to just say this to all of you that's there. No matter if you're young, old or middle age, or I don't like to say old, but senior or middle age, please learn
to find peace in whatever situation that you're going through. Learn to just tell somebody you love them. Not fake love, but real love. And how do you show that real love? Just show genuine concern and compassion. It doesn't take much. If you don't have any words to say, and you may not know that person as long, and they have come to this point where they are mourning or where they are weeping, just not only just saying you're praying for them, but tell them that you want them to have peace. Tell them to seek peace and know that God has their comfort. This is what I'm going to just say, and I want to end this in a prayer, and we're going to open up the floor for questions and comments this morning. I am not going to be long, but if you do have a question or comment, don't allow what I have said to stop your questions or comments. Please do let that come forth, and we will address those at that time. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I come this morning. Lord, I'm not the only person that have ever lost a parent, Lord, or a loved one. But there's many that is on this line, Lord, and many on the blog side that have been dealing with pain in their heart because of the individuals that have been so close and so dear to them have been, oh God, transitioned into eternity. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, God, the very peace that only that you can give will begin to penetrate their hearts and minds and spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, they may not understand why, or they may not understand why this individual and not others that they feel that may be so deserving. But God, you know you have everything in control. You have everything in control because, hallelujah, you can bring about a peace. You can bring about a change in the lives of those that are still here, that have breath in their bodies and emotions, oh God. You are still in control, oh God, hallelujah, that as they seek you, Lord God, hallelujah, you would allow your love to embrace them even the more and cause them to be strengthened and girded up. You are in control, oh God, hallelujah. If they don't know you in the pardon of their sins and their lives, oh God, that they have an opportunity, Lord, to come and give their lives to you and begin to walk the straight and narrow way and live holy, oh God, the way that you said to live, that they can embrace and enjoy the peace that you will give. Father, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, there is some orphans. There are some, oh God, that are only the persons left in their family, generation. We ask, oh God, hallelujah, you touch and you deliver, oh God. Lord God, hallelujah, those that have been mourning and weeping for such a long time, God, help them to be healed and help them to be healed even the more, Lord God, down to the depths of their soul in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let them breathe. Let them exhale, oh God, hallelujah. Let them have a fresh anointing wind to blow upon them, oh God, hallelujah, that will lift, oh God, from their heavy burdens, and they will begin to shout, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Lord God, that they will be
feel like they are lightened, oh God, hallelujah, by the transitioning, oh God, of this prayer upon them, Lord, that they, oh God, hallelujah, can understand, Lord, that your love have covered them. Your love can guide them. Your love, oh God, hallelujah, will help them to see a brighter day. We give you all glory, honor, and praise. Most of all, of God, those that are saved, those, oh God, hallelujah, that is walking close with you. We know, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that you, Lord God, hallelujah, have us in the palm of your hand. And God, that you would console us, oh God, when we just have to relax and allow you to just, oh God, hallelujah, embrace us even the more, that we are strengthened as the days go by. Oh God, I thank you. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. In the magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus, amen and amen. All right, administrator, give us a commercial and we'll come back to open up the floor for questions and comments.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes
of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Again, if you have questions or comments, those of you that is on the blog side, you can press one on the dial of your phone, and you can be in the queue, and the administrator will let me know that you're there, or you can put something in the chat room, or you can text 334-440-6152. And by the way of announcements, if you you can always go to Dr. Matthews' page, and announcements are always posted on his page of any upcoming events, and you will be able to review those announcements that's there on flyers and such has been posted. All right. So at this time, we're going to open up the floor again for the comments. Amen. All lines are clear on the blog side. But if there is anyone on the conference line, you can star six your line, and you are able to come in. Again, I'd like to appreciate all of those that have sent me text messages, any monetary that you have sent, cards, letters, whatever that you have sent towards my family and my maiden name is Hunt, the Hunt family. We appreciate you so much for that, and all the prayers and the continuous prayers. Amen. We thank God for you. All right. Is there anyone with a question or comment this morning? Please acknowledge it. God bless you. Good morning, Mother.
Good morning. I just want to thank and praise God for you on this morning, how you brought and expound on the word of peace and how God give us peace. Amen. And I think about in John 16:33, where, let me get it right quick, where he talks about peace. This is NIV.
John 16:33?
Yeah, he said, I've told you these things. This is the NIV version.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. He said, in this world mm-hmm. you will have trouble. But take heart. He said, I have overcome the world. And
mm-hmm.
I think of all the tragedy and the death and the sickness and the violence and all of these things that are going on in the world. Because if you do not tap into seeking the peace of God, these things will overtake you. I
yes,
know
ma'am.
They will overtake you because that's why we have all of the, I mean, that's why people don't have peace, because of sin. Amen. You know, because of the sin that's in the world, because of the sin that they are, that they're doing. And so when this tragedy hits us in our life, amen, and we don't deal with the strategies or the problems of the test and trial as the world will deal with them. But we walk by faith and not by sight, and we trust God, amen, that will he will take us through. And we seek after the peace of God. And we seek after that peace of God to take us through. Because if you don't have the peace of God, if you don't have the peace of God in you, things will overtake you. It's just like with death. Amen. We will grieve death in a totally different way. Glory to God. Amen. We will grieve in a way where it might even take us out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I just thank and praise God for how you expound on it. I can hear it in your sound. Glory to God that God has given you a peace, yet through your grief, yet you still have that peace that you want to share with your siblings, amen, with the loss of their father. I mean, that's compassion. Glory to God. That is compassion. You are showing the world something different that some of the people in the world don't even do. Glory to God. Another your father.
And mother, let me say this too. I'm going to inject for a Bible so it won't slip out of my mind. I learned something in this process of watching my dad on his hospital bed. And he before when his wife had was told that her former spouse was on, they were placing him on hospice because he had cancer. My dad called me. He says, "Okay, I want you to pray for the children, Father," because he called me and told me. He said, "I want you to pray for them." Now, he was sick all along. He just acted like he didn't, you know. I believe that he knew that he was sick, but he didn't want nobody to worry about him. And of course, my dad was saved. He was an elder. He was saved. And he said, he said, "Carlina, pray for, you know, Charles Sr." And he just went on and tell me everything. But even when he said, "Y'all may want one thing, but I want something else."
And
he told me he was leaving, and I'm telling you, he wasn't trying to fight. He wasn't trying to fight death. He wasn't, and he was trying to tell us, "Y'all got it," you know. And my dad was always a person that never complained. I know that sounds crazy, but he never ever complained. Rather, he was sick, but he never complained about anything. When you call him to dad's room, he said, "Well, you know." Okay, you know, he would try to dance around it and stuff, but he was not one to complain. He was always, and I mean the comments that was given about how that he was so encouraging to others, it was just, I mean, amazing to me. And they said that he made people feel that they were special, no matter who they were. I mean, bishops all the way down to an usher. And even the children, I mean, there were so many things that, I mean, how people was impacted by his life and how he said things. So, yes, the peace, I'm gaining it every day. And, you know, I just thank God that I learned something in this process. I'm not saying that I'm not grieving, but I'm learning the peace. So continue on, Mother. So, you know. Mother, you there?
Yes, I am. I just got a 911 call. For my brother-in-law, the one who just had the surgery, was outpatient surgery, and they couldn't get his. He's at home. They had to call 911. They couldn't get his breathing under control. And pray for him. His name is Eddie.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, to this 911 for Mr. Eddie. Lord, I'm asking right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. We don't know what the situation is, what's causing the respiratory system to come to the place that it is. But, Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus to be with the family. Let them not panic, oh God. But let them, Lord God, be embraced by the peace that you can give. Most of all, Lord God, hallelujah. Be with Mother Sydney, Lord, that she would have the wisdom and the knowledge and the words to speak to this family members, oh God. Hallelujah. Even though they may want one thing, Lord, but most of all, Lord God, we will have the peace, oh God, to accept what the member that is sick or the one that is suffering, oh God, that we will have the understanding, Lord God, that they want what they want, oh God, and not just us being selfish and try to hold on to something, Lord God, that we want, Lord God, but hallelujah, we will love them and allow the peace of God to help us through every situation, whether, Lord God, hallelujah, even when it looks bleak and glam, we will let love, we will let peace, we will let you overtake right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for you moving in the 911, however that you move, Lord God.
God.
Lord God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You said in everything to give thanks. And Lord
yes.
God, hallelujah, it seems like it'd be unnecessary for us to give thanks, oh God, in an emergency situation. Lord, we
yes.
thanking you anyhow because that's what your
thank
word
you
has commanded us. And out of obedience, Lord God, we want to be in alignment with your word. We thank you right now, Lord God, hallelujah,
Father.
Lord. For the healing that you're going to bring, Eddie, Lord,
yes.
however it is in eternity. Lord God, sometimes we don't even realize that death is a healing process, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, for the individual that is suffering, we give you glory,
yes,
honor, and praise in the magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes.
Lord.
Thank
yes.
you.
We thank
you for stance.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mother.
I can thank and praise you for stepping in like that. Amen. And you just brought a peace, glory, so did the Yoshai over Mother here, because I know all this well, glory to God. And that right there, as the people, as this emergency happened, that right there, it shows up. The strength of God, amen, that you have within you. I mean, you're displaying, God is just using you right now for the people right now in your grief, glory to God. You're showing your compassion in your grief. You're showing strength, amen, in your grief. You know, you're reaching out, amen, for others. Because I think about, where we say that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's the joy of the Lord that's on the inside of you. That's giving you the strength that to do what you need to do for others. Amen. Even in your time of loss, amen. And I pick up, amen. I'm like, gosh, it's a reverence. Amani the Oshaya that God has upon you right now. Glory to God. And I believe this is your season of preparation, glory to God, because of the mandate that God has upon your life as a pastor. Amen. And I believe these are the things that God is allowing you to encounter, glory to God, because as a pastor, you're going to have many many souls in there that you're going to have to counsel and you're going to have to uphold and pray for. Glory to God. Even in it seems like that your whole world is falling down, yet you're still, God is still holding you up, and they will never know. They will never know what's going on behind the scenes because of God, because you're standing, because God is keeping you to stand. God is helping you to stand as you're taking care of his business and then you're putting him first. I'm like, oh, my God, everything that happened on this morning, I'm like, God, you is the preparation, the call that God has for your life as pastoring, as mentoring, as a shepherd, amen, glory to God. And I've seen this today, all today, glory to God. And I'm like, Father, I thank my city, Oshaya. Lord God, I thank you. So I thank and praise God for your obedience. And I used to always say, I'm like, oh, my God, all of this. And I look back over your life, the years that I've known you. And I'm like, God, where in the world did this woman get this strength from? I said, God, I would have been like buckled. I'm like, I can't do. I'm not doing this right now. You know, and it just wallow. And what I'll do, I'm like, I'm wallowing me. Okay, I'm wallowing it in me. Glory to God. But yes, you have a strength. Amen. Glory to God. And And I give that glory to God for your life and the things that God allow you to go through and experience through the military. Amen. Do diligence where you got diligence from and endurance from. Glory to God. And through your life experience, God develops patience and compassion and love for others and love for the unlovable. Amen. The homeless. Amen. Glory to God. The prophets. Amen. Those that are behind the scene that don't get a chance to come and sit at the front seat because of rejection, because of what they look like, what they smell like. Amen. Well, God has always given you that ministry to reach out to the underdog. Amen. Well, nobody else don't really want to do it, you know. And but yet God giving you that heart of compassion. Amen. And listening to what you said, even with your dad, his impartation, amen, that he have imparted in you and what he showed, amen, about sibling, and you say blended family, we're all one. And where he taught you, amen, and your family, amen, that there is no step, nothing. The only step in this house, amen, is the step to go upstairs or down to outside. Those are the only steps, amen, because he saw them as his own. And because you saw that, amen, you were able, amen, to add that on and to present that, you know, in your own life. And so I'm just saying, I just feel a spirit of reflection on Dr. Wilkes this morning, amen, because of how God is using you. Glory to God, amen, to minister to the world. Amen. And I think about how I used to always say, who's going to pray for the intercessor? Amen. Glory to God. But today, amen, we have to say, the Bible tells us to always pray for our leaders. Amen. Glory to God. And pray for our pastors. Glory to God. And I just see all of this up over you right now of what God is preparing you for. I mean, I see it. I see it already manifested. And I'm telling you, it's going to be soon. Hallelujah. That, you know, you're going to have, you already have your congregation. The world is your pulpit. Glory to God. But God is going to, he's going to set you up in a building. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because this is soon to come. This is soon to come. He said, the harvest, as I was praying earlier, I'm like, the harvest is ripe and ready. But the laborers are few. Amen. And so we're praying for the harvest, glory to God, and those that you're going to reach out to, that you have already reached out to, those are your members. Those are your members that are just waiting on the building.
Yes, and Mother, and what you're saying is true, because it's your building. Where's your the physical four-wall congregation?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking to the Lord about it, and I just, you know, I'm going to say this because we never know the mind of God. We
mm-hmm.
never know it. We can have a relationship with him. Yes, he talks to us, but we don't know the fullness of it. And one of the things I want to inject, something that you was talking about, a piece, I want to say this to everybody, and I hope no one takes offense to what I'm going to say. When a person is going through a loss of a loved one, please don't say to them, God won't put no more on you than you can bear. Don't say those words.
Thank you,
because
Lord.
The person that is grieving can become angry.
Yeah.
And then you don't know that you will trigger an anger in them, that they will resent God, especially if they're not saved. If they don't have a relationship with God, we be doing the right thing But the enemy can take the right thing and make it wrong. So we have to, this is a time when we have to be slow to speak, when we are giving words to individuals and ask God what to say. When people kept saying, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I said, don't be sorry. And the reason why I kept saying that, I had to say, don't be sorry, because my dad was saved. There's nothing to be sorry about. If anything, I mean, yes, I know that you are trying to be comforting in that, which that people were saying, and I'm just talking about this is from my experience. But I know that every time when somebody would quote that scripture to me, even in my saved, sanctified soul, I would just get angry because I'm saying, say to myself, not I was blaming God, but I was saying, God is not forcing anything on me. And that's how I felt. And it seems like that when I heard those words, it sounds like that they were saying that God was putting this up on me. Am I making sense, Mother? Yes. Are you okay? I just want to know if I'm gonna make it sense, because
yes,
this
you are.
Was, because it seems like we say things out of habit, or we say things that are cliche because we don't know how to have proper words. But that is the time to be slow to really speak. And that is a time to learn how to embrace and to comfort those that are in the way. So if you don't do nothing but just take your hand and rub the person back, they can feel that you're concerned about them. If you can't do nothing but hug them, if you can't do nothing but say Jesus, you don't realize how much peace is being released from the love and the concern and the compassion from more so than words. Sometimes the very presence and just listening to the individual talk and get it out and say what they have to say in their grieving moment, it just says, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. That alone will bring peace. I'm learning all of this. My birthday is in 23 days. It happens to be on a Sunday. Glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. And I can say, Lord, I thank you. If you looked at some of my posts, most of the things, when I post my dad's thing, I post thank yous. I post praises. Hallelujah. Because you know what, I'm a person that I don't care who they are. I'm not putting you in heaven. I'm sorry, saved or unsaved. I'm not putting you in heaven. But I just know that I can rejoice because I know my dad lived a holy life. I never saw him drink. I never saw him smoke. I never heard him curse. I never seen him do anything to embrace the very presence of evil. I never. So I can say this morning, hallelujah, I'm rejoicing because I know God got him. I can rejoice because I know, hallelujah, his name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. And so with that being said, I hope that whatever I'm saying will help us as a body of believers to learn how to properly love back on those that are in the grief process and say the proper things that you, because you don't know what that person is thinking about that in that moment of their sorrow. And so sometimes we don't want to trigger wrong emotions that would cause them to be even more heavier in grief and even more despair in grief. But we need to learn how to bring about a peace, bring about, and, you know, and like you said, Mother, the joy of the Lord is our strength. When we are weak, he is yet strong. And I know that I am mounting up on wings, hallelujah, of the prayers of the saints, hallelujah. Because even when all I can do is say, just say, Lord, I thank you. Even with every tear that I may be shedding, everything that I've been talking to the Lord about. And Mother, yes, you're right, the building is coming, because I've been looking. And I was talking to the Lord about it last night. I said, God, I know that I've been looking. But you know which one of these buildings, the ones that you want me to have. And you open up the door. And I was just going yesterday to take care of some transactions. And the man of God that I met, he said, you are in the will of God. He said, I can see the very presence of God all on you. And God is going to do something quickly. And he was just saying the same thing that you said, Mother. You didn't know this man. He didn't know you were going to say what you were going to say this morning. Y'all was in two different days at two different times in two different places. So I thank God, hallelujah, for this whatever God is doing in the lives of his people. His people and being in the will. I wanted to come so bad. I'm telling you, no matter, I got back on a Friday night because I had to get all my plane tickets and stuff. I was not supposed to come back home until the 29th. I had to get all my plane tickets and everything done for my business trip. I had to get them all changed to get to be able to come back home. And even that, when I got the news that my dad was, they put him in hospice right there, even though he was in the hospital. And I had posted a picture. I looked out of my hotel room, and I was just crying. And the Lord just allowed me to look up on top of the building where the Swan was at, Swan Hotel right there in the Disney Resort. And I saw that clam, and the water was coming out the clam. I was like, Lord, what the hell in the world, a fountain coming out of a hotel on top of a building? That is amazing to me. But me looking at that scenery, even in all of my tears, I felt the peace of God in that scenery. And that water that I was made it so serene that I believe that was beginning to the healing process before he took my dad. So I said all of that to say this. When you look for peace, you will find peace. But if you look for chaos, if you look for anger, that's going to be there too. Whatever you are seeking at the moment that you're seeking it, you're going to find it. But the thing I want to say, when you keep your mind thinking on those things that are lovely, thinking on those things that are pure, when you think on these things and you allow God, hallelujah, do what he does and how he does it, I promise you will get the peace that you need. So, Mother, thank you for your comments this morning. I receive the word of the Lord that you have spoken prophetically this morning into my life. I thank God, hallelujah. As Pastor Brown used to say, where in the world is she getting that energy from? I get nothing from but nowhere but God. Because I know, Carlina, it's not me. It is not me. I was on the midnight prayer last night. I was like, oh, glory, hallelujah. So I have to keep functioning. I have to live and not just survive. Because survival, you know, just can get by. But when I live, hallelujah, I will allow God to function in my life just as he is, because life is in the blood, and that blood is in him. And I thank God for that. But did you have any more comments, Mother?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Is there anyone else with a question or comment, you can star 6 your line and come right on in. Anyone else? Remember, you can't, if you don't want to be audible, you can text 334
440-6152. And I know everyone enjoyed the conference. Amen. I need to go back and watch the, because I was having problems trying to find all the sessions that was published. And I still have to look through and try to look. I just looked at the time, 7:24. That means that's my birthday. I was just like, okay. Anyone else have a question or a comment? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can star six your line. I pray that something that I have said this morning will help all of the listening audience, whether they're on the blog side or whether they are on the conference side. Is there someone saying something?
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you speak up a little bit? Because you're low. I can't.
I sympathize with you, Evangelist, that your family condolences to each and every last one of the members. And I just want to say that.
I appreciate the woman of God. Appreciate it so very much.
And God bless you.
Bless you as well. Amen. Is there anyone else? For those of you that don't forget that I have an I divorce, and that book, I want you to understand, that book is just not dealing with divorce, but it's dealing with some issues in the process that you can, some people don't have an understanding on it, that may be a healing in the words or the knowledge that I have released in that book. It's just not, I don't want you to think of it just as a book about divorce, but there's some family things or some things that may have transpired in your life that you can learn from that. The book is, you can order it from Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Walmart. You can order the book from there. And I would admonish you to get copies. Those of you that are blessed by going to the conference, because I could not be there, I wanted some of you to have a copy of the book. Receive your autographed copy from me. And I pray that you read it and pass it on. If you have bought a copy, that you would pass on the book and share what you have read. Someone was saying something. You can share what you have read. It's an easy read. The book is about 3 hours read, maybe a little bit longer, depends on the speed of your reading that you have done. But there is some good nuggets that God had given me over 16 years ago because of a question that I had before him. And I wanted to know, and God began to break it down to me. And even in that book, I learned some things in the process of writing it. And I had acknowledge my parents in that book in a positive way. So I thank God for, again, my parents and how that they have been good to me, even though when I didn't understand some things, God has given me a blessing. They have taught me well to care about others. I can say that from both parents, both my mom and my dad. They always, my mom was really, both of them were family people. They would always call and be concerned about others, and they would always take time to call or, you know, to be concerned. And I thank God for that being instilled in me.
And I want to say that, you know, this is what Jesus would do. Jesus was concerned about others. And even though that he didn't have his own place of abode, he didn't have his own place to lay his head, he didn't have something that he would call home, but he did things for others, and he cared about others. And I want that to be said, hallelujah, in my life that I live, that it's not about me, it's about the God that's in me. And I will show the God that's in me to somebody else, not to get praise for myself, but to give praise to God, because that's what it's all about. And I want my life to reflect that I have Jesus on the inside, working on the outside to help others that are in distress. So with that being said, is there any other comments this morning? If there is no other comments, we thank God for you coming and listening in. Don't forget tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. We will be hearing from Team Simmons in the morning, from Maurice Simmons and Prophetess Eugenia Simmons. Amen. His beautiful wife, as they will come with the marriage form, 3-strand cords. Amen. Not just for the married, but also for those that that are seeking to be married, that may be widowed or divorced, that you can come, amen, and listen to the man and woman of God as they bring forth the word to admonish us to stay strong in the Lord and give us and pour some wisdom back into us as God has given to them. So we appreciate them for their endeavors to help us to be grow stronger in the Lord. All right. If there's no more questions, last call for any questions or comments. You can star 6 your line if you're on the conference line. Anyone that has a comment or question. All right, administrator. Are you there, administrator? We are done. Amen. Administrator's not there. All right, people of God, go in the grace and strength of the Lord. Know that God is with you, and I love you. Thank you again for your comments, your prayers, and continue to pray for my family, the Wilkes family and the Hunt family. That's my maiden name, wherever we are scattered all over the place. So thank you, thank you, thank you. As my mom would always say, and we say shalom in your courts. Have a marvelous, marvelous weekend. Please, 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 please be safe this this 4th of July weekend. And we know that God is able to do above the seams in all that we can ask or think. We know and say the same. And we will join again in session in the morning at 5 a.m. Bye-bye.